Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH.
1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
All right, doesn't get much better than the Black Crowes' Hard to Handle. Thanks to Brian Bellamy for the music today. We're going to start playing some music from people I went to high school with.
Oh, boy.
Here, coming up fairly shortly. So a lot of Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
What's that?
Come on, man. Classical music. Before there was any kind of
That's what it's called, Tchaikovsky?
Harold Bouchard is with us. We are awaiting Kevin Haskin, I believe. Harold, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing today?
Happy to have you on. You're on with Jason Duda, so this is a special moment for you to get to talk to Duda, I'm sure.
I'm sure he's just elated with excitement.
He asked before you came on. And thanks for the wave of excitement you're bringing to the show today, Harold. He asked before you came on if you've covered any hockey.
I've been to two hockey games in my life. A Wichita game about 3 years ago, watched a playoff game with my wife. Then I went to a Blues exhibition game a couple of years ago, but that's it. I've always liked to go to one, but I haven't been to one.
Have you ever, so you never written about it or anything like that, I guess was kind of where I was going at with it.
No, I haven't. I enjoy watching it on television, but I've never been to St. Louis to see a Blues game, although I was in Denver the year the Avalanche clinched the Stanley Cup, Game 7. That was quite a fun time in downtown Denver that night.
Yeah, it'd have been a party. There's no question about that. But don't feel bad because Bob, when he was actually covering the Thunder, really never covered it either.
I never covered the Thunder. See? Harold Bouchard, from the formerly of the Salina Journal, still does some work for them. And Kevin Haskin, formerly of the Topeka Capital Journal, joins us. Kevin, you covered a little hockey when the Topeka Scarecrows were in existence, didn't you?
Yeah, Scarecrows and Roadrunners. I covered more of the Roadrunners, so there's a lot of them around here.
Yeah, well, hockey was never my thing, and Jason Duda knows that, but I certainly respect the sport. So I'm going to ask both of you guys, who are relatively close to my age, when do you think you'll go to a live sporting event again? And I'm not just asking you when live sporting events will return. When do you personally think you'll go to one? Harold, we'll start with you.
They haven't come up with a plan yet for kind of the so-called minor sports in college. And, you know, I kind of look forward to watching KU volleyball since my brother's the head coach. And so that's kind of what I might be missing this fall, but that might be the first time I will see a game live as a fan, possibly September, October, if there are matches being played. And, you know, if they allow us in the gymnasium.
What about you, Kevin?
Well, I'm hoping my first time out will be to watch the new team in Wichita and at the new ballpark. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, it doesn't seem like minor league baseball, at least my read on it, is that while major league baseball could return, it doesn't seem like minor league baseball, at least in the cities of the affiliates, is going to happen. I hope I'm wrong, because we got a brand new ballpark that's sitting right down here with nothing happening, so hopefully they can get to something soon. How are you handling your time away? You're still working, obviously. I presume you're working mostly from home at this stage?
Yeah, working from home, and we heard today that we may not be back until the third week of June, us 60 and over folks. They're handling us with care, I guess, which is good. But, you know,
somebody needs to handle us with something.
Work at home sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Harold, what are you doing to stay safe? Let's be frank with the listeners. You're the oldest of the group here, so how are you handling things?
No doubt about it. Spending some time at the lake, actually, with our doing a little boating, a little fishing. So it's kind of fun to get out to the lake and try to catch a few fish. Not a very good fisherman, but I enjoy doing that. It's kind of weird about when you're sitting around on a Friday afternoon, you're thinking you're waiting for the weekend, but the way it has been the last few weeks, it's just been another two or three days in the future instead of really a weekend.
Guys, do you think with the way things are going now, and obviously with, say, minor league baseball and even, say, come in the fall, minor league hockey and that sort of thing, if there's no fans allowed in any of these places, do you think most of these teams are going to end up having to fold without having any revenue? Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for minor league. It's you know, because you depend on that attendance so much, as opposed to major leagues that have the big TV contracts and what have you. That's a great point, and I really feel for the minor league franchises. I mean, we've had a bunch of them around here. The best one was the Sizzlers, an old CBA team that really drew well for a few years. And I'd hate to see that. I really enjoy minor league baseball. But I kind of like going to all the different minor league events. Just it's a little more laid back, and everything's a lot cheaper for sure, and I enjoy it.
You know, it's like,
we're talking with Kevin Haskin and Harold Bouchard. We call this our veteran scribe segment. What about you, Harold?
Well, Kevin said it best when he talked about the Wichita, you know, the wind surge. I was looking forward to seeing some games as well down there. But as far as kind of a fan, I'm really not that, you know, jacked up about watching a game on TV without fans. I think that's easily half of the reasoning or half of the fun to being at an event to hear the fans and to hear the cheers from the crowd and the boos or whatever you want to call it. But I think minor league sports is really going to take a hit. And Salina here even has a semi-pro football team that's still trying to get its act together and get its games being played as well. And they're kind of in limbo as well. I know it's not quite at the same level as some of the other minor league sports that you're talking about, but it's still going to be tough for the future, I think, for those type of teams.
Veteran scribes, Harold Bouchard from Salina Journal, Kevin Haskin from the Topeka Capital Journal. So we all have been were in the business for about the same number of years, 42 for me. Harold, I think all at least 35 years or more. And we've certainly never encountered anything even close to this. Could never even have even imagined it. So what would we be writing about if we were still working at newspapers when newspapers were thriving? What would we be? What would we keep our readers involved with, you think? Kevin, I'll ask you first.
Well, they probably moved me over to the editorial page. Oh, they did that, didn't they?
No, I'm talking about when newspapers were thriving.
Okay, I'll dial up the Wayback Machine here. I don't know. I mean, honestly, after a while, it seems as if you're writing virtually the same thing, aren't you? And trying to offer maybe an opinion piece on something when there's really not much out there to offer opinion on. It would really challenge me. I know that.
Harold, do you have any great ideas for things you'd be writing in a time like this?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about seniors, whether they're at the local college level or at high school, I think those would be kind of timely features on some seniors losing their spring, losing their final year of eligibility, that type of thing in sports and activities.
We're talking with Kevin Haskin and Harold Bouchard, our veteran scribes segment. What do you, Kevin? I'm sorry, Jason. A lot of names to remember.
I know, it's pretty tough for you. Anything more than two is difficult, but it's okay. Everyone understands. Guys, I'm just curious. You know, Kansas, and you've been writing in the papers, and you've been writing in Kansas for years and years. What is it about Kansas sports in general, obviously, that kept you guys going through all these years? Harold, go ahead.
Well, I just grew up a sports fan out in western Kansas. When I was a little kid, I started following Major League Baseball, the box scores in the newspaper every morning or every afternoon. I watched you got to have a chance to watch games on TV and on the weekend. And I just kind of fell in love with sports and read the sports section every day, and got a chance to kind of be a part-time writer at the Salina Journal when I was going to college at Marymount, and it just kind of grew into it. But sports has just been a big part of my life ever since I was, 9, 10, 11 years old.
What about you, Kevin? And I'd ask you both to tell me, too, because I'll give you my answer. Who are the athletes you first idolized as you were growing up and you started to develop an interest in sports? Kevin?
Well, and I was going to point that out. The first name I can remember bandied about of somebody from Kansas was Reinie Lochman. I hope he's on the top 150 list.
He was on our show Monday, believe it or not.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
And then I was inspired by the writing of Bob Lutz, who's considerably older than
I am. Come on. So. Like, don't do that. I got to spend another hour and a half with this guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, Kevin's
the story of Kansas guys who've gone on and excelled, and especially when maybe they weren't a real prize recruit, but went on to KU or K-State or Wichita State and really excelled. And, I kind of laughed about John Riggins. There's a small-town guy who was recruited heavily back in the 60s, and some of the stories that came out after Pepper Rogers had passed away. So, that was certainly a colorful character, and we've had a lot of those in the state, and it's been fun to follow them.
Yeah, for sure. And you bring up a good name there in Pepper Rogers. We didn't talk about him very much. He passed away last week, of course, a KU football coach who had a modicum of success when he was at Kansas, which certainly not every KU football coach has had. You mentioned John Riggins. He had all kinds of big name players at Kansas during those years. Harold, what do you remember about the Jayhawks under Pepper Rogers?
Well, Bobby Douglas was a classmate of my brother-in-law at El Dorado High School, and he still talks a lot about him as a great athlete at El Dorado before he went on to Kansas. Actually, the first name I can remember, kind of an idol, was Gale Sayers back in 63 and 64 when I could listen on the radio to some games. But that team with Bobby Douglas and John Zook from Larned, Kansas, was a defensive end on that team. A lot of good players. Lost the Heartbreaker in the Orange Bowl is what I can remember. A lot of good players on that team. And Pepper Rogers and Vince Gibson over at Kansas State kind of turned things around for a while.
No question. Now, we're going to have Tom Hedrick on the show a little bit later today, and, of course, his KU ties are strong, too. It's been good talking with both of you. We'll get with you again soon, okay? I hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend. Kevin, what do you have planned? I know Harold's going to the lake, so what about you?
I don't have any exotic plans, so I'm just around here, and there might actually be a beer in my future. We'll see.
Harold, where do you live? Harold, are you going to the lake?
We're going to pass on the lakes on the weekend of Memorial Day. It's going to be too busy. I think we'll just relax a little, watch a little TV, and kind of commemorate Memorial Day weekend. But Tom Hedrick's a great guy, great guest to have on. He's been all over the place with the Super Bowl and the Big Red Machine and KU. So that ought to be a fun interview with him.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate talking with you. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too, guys. Bob. See ya.
All right. We'll get in a break. When we return, we'll talk to veteran NBA player and broadcaster Jim Barnett. He's currently the radio analyst for the Golden State Warriors. After many years on the TV side of their broadcast, Jim Barnett played 11 years in the NBA. He joins us next. This is The Drive on KFA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.